Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is our sister talk series, Live Well, Win Well. It is On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes, Radio News and Talk. We are 1380 WAOK, and we want to welcome to Sister Talk today, Charlotte Jackson, the Domestic Violence Resource Prosecutor. I want to say hi, good afternoon, and welcome to On Point.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. We are so glad to have you to share with us on today. And, you know, Sister Talk, it's just, you know, us girls and just talking about just some of the great things that you've done. And as you can just inspire others, men and women, about things that you've experienced in your field of work, just kind of paint the picture for us as to what you do as it relates to domestic violence, your role.
So at my core, my training is I'm an attorney, I'm a prosecutor, I'm a career prosecutor. I actually started with the City of Atlanta Solicitor's Office back in 1991. And although I never expected to be a prosecutor, once I fell into this role and saw what a difference I could make in the lives of victims of crime, I just fell in love with it. And I've been working in that role ever since. After working with the City of Atlanta Solicitor's Office, I worked at the Fulton County District Attorney's Office, where I tried everything from an entering auto case to murder cases and domestic violence crimes. I developed a specialty in community outreach, community prosecution, and training. And because of that role, I then took on a role, which I currently hold now, as the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Resource Prosecutor at the Prosecuting Attorneys Council of Georgia. And in that role, I have developed a program that provides training, technical support, and legislative support to prosecutors and law enforcement and victims advocates throughout the state of Georgia. My program has been replicated in other places throughout the country. And I will also add that I am the only African-American in this role in the United States. And so
wow.
I love what I do. I'm really proud of the work that I do. I've developed programming for victims advocates to allow them to help to better assist victims in court. I answer legal questions from prosecutors around the state to help them prosecute cases the right way and able to help prosecutors to help victims of crime. Domestic violence is a very serious issue in our nation, but particularly in our community. Looking at the statistics, other than Native American women, African American women are the group most likely to be killed in a domestic violence incident by someone they know. And so I take very much to heart trying to kind of raise the bar in how we handle the cases. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, here in Georgia, we have resources. We have actually laws that are very amenable to holding people who would victimize their families accountable. And we are working on, you know, we also have people who have the skills to do that. But, I mean, I love what I do. I'm an extreme extrovert, so, you know, this quarantine is just doing great things for me.
Wow, I know it is. I know it is. So, in your role as a prosecutor, have there been many challenges that you found being a female in a male-dominated industry? Have you found there to be many challenges? And if so, you know, if you've experienced some, how have you dealt with it?
So I think the challenges are mainly with believing in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As women, we tend to take our skills and what we do for granted. And I think always staying focused, keeping my eyes on the prize, and believing in my accomplishments. We don't often see that. Fortunately, I have always worked in an environment where if I was prepared and worked hard, I could be successful.
Okay.
And so that's a great thing to not have to worry about. And so the hard work, the preparation led to allowed me to be successful. Other things that kind of helped me overcome things would be I had great mentors. So I had a great number of other female prosecutors to look at. To emulate and to follow people who would sit me down and, you know, talk about what I should be doing, how I should be conducting myself. And so when I think about young women in the world right now, I think about how important it is for us to mentor our young women, show them which way to go, not lecture them, but to provide them with that guidance to help them make those good decisions for their lives so that they can use their talents and their passion and their abilities to make a difference in the world.
Charlotte Jackson, you talked about believing in yourself. What do you say to women who they want to believe in themselves, but they're finding it hard because they're always told the total opposite? They're always hearing more of the negative voice and whispers, even if it's their own conscious. How do you encourage women to really believe in themselves?
One of my friends one of my male friends actually gave me it was general advice about life, and I think it applies to taking care of you, and that is every day do one thing just for you, even if it's a small thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a small thing, that one part of that self-care for you makes a huge difference. But regardless of what messages, we get a lot of messages about what we're supposed to do, what size we're supposed to be, how, you know, what color our skin tone should be, how long or short our hair should be, are we doing enough, are we enough? But the best recording that you can hear is your own voice. And so using positive affirmations, you can tell yourself whatever it is that you choose to believe. And the tape that you hear in your mind should be more constant than any other voice that you hear. And try to surround yourself with people that can give you those positive messages. And I know we get on social media a lot, and I think that can have a real big effect on how that affects ourselves. But we do have the option of turning off the social media, not comparing ourselves to others. We can choose what comes into our space that influences us. And so reading books by positive authors, listening to audiobooks that give a positive message. You can even now go online and get positive affirmations. If you can't say it for yourself, you can actually go online, and there's a number of meditation apps that can also help you to get into that space.
Charlotte Jackson sharing with us today. Charlotte Jackson, domestic violence and sexual assault resource prosecutor, on our Sister Talk today. When we come back, we're going to ask her about what hardships has she faced and overcame in her personal and professional life that's made her push and to keep moving forward. It's Sister Talk right here on Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. Right here, News and Talk with 1380 WAOK. It's Sister Talk. It's on Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. Live well and win well. We're speaking with Charlotte Jackson, domestic violence and sexual assault resource prosecutor. Talk to us about some of the hardships you faced and have overcame in your professional life in particular that would encourage women to keep persevering.
If I had to think about a hardship, it's probably been a hardship that's been pervasive throughout my entire life, and that would be being the only African-American in a particular space. My sister and I was born in Miami. I have a twin, actually. My twin sister and I were the first babies in our family to be born in an integrated hospital.
Wow.
When our parents bought our house, we moved into an all-white neighborhood. They had to buy the house, the land through an agent, because other than that, no one would have sold that land to an African-American couple.
Mm-hmm,
and so,
mm-hmm.
And there was even discussion about whether or not it would be a good thing for our family to move into the neighborhood. And so at school, in our neighborhood, we were the only Black family. And so I've always been in that role of being oftentimes the only African-American in the school or the only African-American in the class. And as my career went on, I still end up very often being the only African-American in a space. And there are pressures that come with that. We are always told we have to be better.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be better. We can't make mistakes. You know, we can put a lot of pressure on ourselves that way. But I think it has also opened up a lot of opportunity for me. I say that I don't fit in anywhere, so I basically fit in everywhere.
I hear you.
So,
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Basically, being able to do that, I try not to get caught up on what, you know, people may think about me being in that space, and I'd rather focus on what value I have to bring. Because really the bottom line is, particularly in the work world, you are there to solve a problem that people have.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I try to do it with the directness, with competency, efficiency. And I think I'm such a people person. And because I grew up with lots of people from lots of different places and lots of different cultures, I'm comfortable with being different, but also with people who are different from me. Now that I do a lot of work in the metro areas, but I do a lot of work in rural Georgia, where you would think people would not be as accepted, or African-American people would not be as accepted. But I think because of I know I'm not going to fit in, so I'm just going to come in here and I'm just going to be myself and I'm just going to help people. I think that has helped me to make a difference all over the state.
How do you encourage women? Because like even during this pandemic, sometimes you have women who have been stay-at-home moms. You have women who were employed and no longer employed and having to come up with something different, whether it's, you know, walking into entrepreneurship, learning how to do things different around the house. What do you say to women who are on that journey and trying to find comfort in being different, unique, the first one to do this, the initiator, the trendsetter?
How do you know my life? Me and my friends are always talking about this. So I have a very outward-facing job. I trained close to 1,000 people last year.
Uh-huh.
Travel probably, you know, 2-3 times a month, always out, always on the ball, always going. And I do most of my work in person, face-to-face. So here I am right now working from my official office, which is my kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, our courts haven't opened up yet. And I just said, I have to change the way that I do things because in my office, we talked about we're going to have to look. We still have to meet the needs of our prosecutors.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to meet the needs of our people. And so, you know, my mantra with all of this is evolve or die.
Wow.
So think about, you know, going back to Darwinism and evolution, natural selection, organisms that adapted to their circumstances continue to survive and thrive. But when you fear change and you're stuck in change, you're not going to make it. And I believe this is just the start. Our society has gone through so many changes, you know, even within the last 5 years. So much has changed with the quarantine. And I don't think some of what we did before probably isn't going to come back. Or if it does, it's going to look very different. So we have to evaluate our skills, whatever they are, and it may not be a work skill. If you're a stay-at-home mom and you're holding it down, you are a manager. You know how to manage people. You have great logistical skills. and you know how to keep people on task, those are, you know, great marketable skills. And so try to think of the skills that you have. Think about your skills, your strengths, and your weaknesses in that format, and then use that to translate into what your next steps are going to be. Like, for example, I've had to learn how to do engaging webinars.
Yeah.
I can't rely on some of the things that I would do training people in person. I've had to really adapt and you know, evolve.
Yeah, that adaption is something else. What do you consider necessary strength for women to be successful?
You know, a lot of people say it would be believing in yourself, but mm-hmm. I think having grace, and what I mean by that is having grace for yourself, because it takes a lot of strength to...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
To just being kind to yourself and being grateful for others. Because if you do that, you're allowing yourself to value the best of what's in you. You're not beating yourself up for mistakes that you make, and you're allowing other people to have that space as well. And it's not an easy thing to do.
It's not easy. Yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah. You know, as a prosecutor, what are you most afraid of?
What am I afraid of?
Yes. What would you say you're most
honestly,
afraid of?
Making a bad decision. And I'll say I'm not commenting on any current events, but my first boss, on my first day of my job, and about told me this, Rains Carter, the solicitor of the Atlanta Municipal Court, said, you get out there, always do what's right. Don't worry about how many convictions you have. If you do what's right and you do your job with integrity, you will always be on the right side. You won't have anything to worry about. But we have so many serious decisions to make, sometimes in a small amount of time, and whatever I do, either for a victim or a defendant, or even for the community at large, can really make a huge impact on that victim's life, that defendant's life, public safety in the community, or even the perception of prosecutors. And so spend a lot of time, a lot of thought, and worry a little bit sometimes about the decisions that I make. But I always, I do the very best I can under the circumstances with the information that I have at a particular time on a particular case to make the best decisions that I can. And I pray, of course, I pray a lot.
That is so helpful. Charlotte Jackson, domestic violence and sexual assault resource prosecutor. We're going to come back and just ask you a couple more questions. What motivates you to do what you do? Where does your passion come from? Stick around. There's more Sister Talk right here on On Point with Wandalyn Stokes. We're speaking with Charlotte Jackson, domestic violence and sexual assault resource prosecutor. Right before you leave, I want you to tell us what motivates you to do what you do. Where does this passion come from?
I like to help people. I like to make a difference in the world.
Wow. And that's awesome.
And on this role, in this role that I'm in now, I'm able to do it individually, but also to empower others to continue to help our citizens. And that keeps me going and gives me great joy.
Wow. Keep doing what you're doing, Charlotte Jackson. You are certainly making a difference. We appreciate you and all of your work. And thank you for joining us here on Sister Talk today. Thank you so much. All right. Have a great one and keep shining.
Thank you
keep
for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for being a part.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.